baseball you're playing in your career. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. You would like to think so. Every year you want to find a way to get a little bit better, 1% better every single day. So that cumulative effect, every single year you step on the field, you want to be able to say, hey, I improved.
There was one run where Quentin was basically in the end zone with you as you were getting close. How much has that line made such an impact for you?
I mean, they do so much of the dirty work, play in and play out. And, of course, you know, they don't get all the glitz and the glamour. So it's up to us as an offense, as a running back group, to be able to show them that love and let them know that we appreciate them very much.
Josh said when he scored that touchdown because of the hit, you went over to check on him.
He got me with that one. And it was definitely, it seemed like a big hit. But Josh is tough, man. You guys can see it. He's one tough cookie. So he definitely got me with that one. I like that celebration.
JT, I don't know the last time you guys were 5-1, but that is – difficult thing to achieve. Can you put it in perspective?
Like you mentioned, it's difficult. Look at the team we just beat. The last 4 or 3 weeks in a row, they, you know, not found a way to finish within the last seconds, the last play, last minute. So it's very, very difficult to win in NFL. So you have to appreciate it, but you have to understand the amount of work and effort it takes to win.
How much fun is it playing an offense as efficient as this one has been for 6 games?
It's the ultimate fun because you get to watch so many guys make plays. Guys that you see make plays throughout the week. But when you see it come to fruition on Sundays, you're like, man, like, I'm happy for them. And of course, we're moving the ball down the field. But it's like, you've seen it all week, but now to have the fans see it on Sunday, it's awesome.
Talk a little bit more about Josh. Just 6-42 isn't like the craziest stat line ever, but those are massive plays.
I think that people don't understand the plays that he makes. They're in critical times. He has like a little clutch gene in him. But like I said, he's one tough cookie, so Josh is a playmaker for us, for sure.
What's Daniel like on the sidelines in a game like this, where it is kind of back and forth, it is high scoring?
Steady. He's steady as a rock. He understands, like, hey, listen, next time we go out on the field, defense is going to do what they need to do. Next time we go out on the field, let's put a drive together, one play at a time. So he's steady. He doesn't get rattled. I think that's what you need at the quarterback position, is someone, no matter the situation, whether we're up big or it's in a tight race, steady as a rock, because we know it's going to be one play at a time we're going to get down to.
Is this the weirdest pregame you've ever been through when you had your backup quarterback and starting corner go down in like pregame?
Yeah, there was something in the air today. A little adversity hit. And it was a gut check. It was a gut check week. You know, you get those every now and then, and it's on us. It's on you as a team in order to come together, rally, and make sure that we can't let any distractions, we can't let any adversity steer us from our ultimate goal.
Did you see what happened with AR? And were you worried in the aftermath of it?
I was worried in the aftermath because I'm like, what happened? So I'm praying that everything is okay with him and Mooney. I mean, like I said, it was something weird in the air today, but it was